I am MC Raj. I come from an organization called Rural Education for Development Society in Karnataka, near Bangalore. We work mainly among the untouchable people to establish their rights as well as to fight against untouchability practices. We work especially on the socio-economic and cultural rights of the Dalit people. You know, in India, untouchability is still prevalent in a large scale, though the Indian government does not want the outside world to know of it. It is very much prevalent, and we are struggling for the liberation of our people from untouchability, as well as for equal economic and political and cultural rights. First of all, we want that the World Forum should recognize the existence of the problem untouchability. And since the Indian government and the Indian state is mainly of the dominant caste people, we want the international forums also to put pressure on the government to remove untouchability, both legally as well as in practice. Now there is a big gap between the policies and between the way it is being practiced. We want to reduce this gap through international pressures. If each group's and each people's cultural and livelihood rights should be respected, this is the way that the whole world can come together. The world cannot be together without conflict. The world cannot be harmonious if some people's rights are not respected and if some people's rights are denied. So in these international forum, what we expect is that all people's rights should be accepted on equal terms. There cannot be high and low in the society. Some people cannot be doing all work free of cost, and other people cannot be enjoying at the loss of their dignity and rights. So if we have to really build a harmonious and united world, it is important that every people's rights are respected. Well, we have the UN, we have many other law-making mechanisms in the world, and there are many committees and subcommittees of the UN. I'm sure what we discuss here and what both of us present here will be taken there logically, because we also work with the UN, putting pressure on the UN to recognize the problem of caste on par with the problem of race. Therefore, we are sure to some extent that the resolutions that are passed here will have a space for the issues of the Dalit people. You see, India is basically an agricultural nation. 70% of the people depend on agriculture, and this agriculture has been basically traditional. And it has fared well till now, except that some sections of people within India are deprived of it. On the whole, if you take, the traditional agricultural methodology has been very good in India till now. Now, this genetic thing comes in all of a sudden. It is too fast, and it is destroying the cultural ethos of the people. It's not simply economy that we are speaking of. It is the survival of the people socio-economically and culturally. This particular problem strikes at the root. People are not even, many of our people, farmers are uneducated, illiterate. And they are not even able to grasp the word genetic. It is too far removed from them. And this whole imposition all of a sudden from somewhere up above comes there and destroys the normal life, living standards and lifestyle of the people. It affects the relationship. It affects a whole lot of cultural ethos within the communities. This is what we oppose. We do not oppose science, but the way it is coming into our people and the way it is trying to destroy our culture, and it boasts a culture from another country, from another culture, all that we oppose. one should always pressurize the Indian government also. The state in India is a dominant forces state. And so they and the globalization world are hand in glove. They agree very well among themselves. And together they exploit 70% of our people in the country. Therefore, the Indian government should also be pressurized to respect the space and the pace of people, the way they can cope with changes, the way they can internalize and assume scientific development. This needs to be done. Basically, I believe in a resistance coming from below, power as resistance, but also power as participation. People participating in governance. This is what the globalization forces are depriving the ordinary people of. They speak of participation, but they do not allow people to participate in governance, in making policies. So that has to change. If that has to change, it is not simply resistance from below. It is also applying pressure, lobbying, and advocacy from the macro international level. Because today we are not living in India as a micro entity. We are, whether you like it or not, globalization is there. So we need to really develop mechanisms that can deal with globalization that is there.